KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 37 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And your weather forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy with a chance for isolated showers, mainly this afternoon or this evening, and a high around 64. In area news, a Nebraska man appearing in court to learn his sentence upon being convicted of beating an elderly Council Bluffs woman cried and professed his remorse on Tuesday. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the judge sentenced 21-year-old Dustin M. Brown of Omaha to 25 years in prison on a charge of first-degree robbery in connection with the January incident. The sentence was part of a plea agreement Brown's attorney made in connection with the beating of 59-year-old Carmen Morales. Brown entered Morales' home, beat her with a tire iron, and threatened her life while taking electronics and a safe from the home. He threatened to kill Morales if she didn't lead him to the safe. Unknown to Brown, Morales' daughter had placed a hidden camera inside the home, which captured much of the incident on video. The state originally charged Brown with first-degree kidnapping, second-degree kidnapping, first-degree burglary, and first-degree robbery. But in exchange for the guilty plea to a robbery charge, a Class B felony, prosecutors dismissed the other three counts. The robbery conviction carries a 25-year prison term, with Brown required to serve at least 70% of the sentence, meaning he'll be incarcerated for at least 17 and a half years. In court Tuesday, Brown's attorney said the suspect was high on methamphetamine at the time of the crime and had no recollection of the incident. News time is 7:08.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinze equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
Officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation say eastbound Interstate 80 between exits 1A and 1B in Council Bluffs were reopened late Tuesday morning after crews worked overnight Monday into early Tuesday morning to repair a void located in the median and under the shoulder of the road. Officials did not say what might have caused the gap under the section of roadway to appear. However, there was work on a culvert pipe just a while before that. Construction projects in the area are part of the Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement, which is part of a large-scale modernization and rehabilitation of the interstate system. Iowa's preliminary five-year highway spending plan includes more than $900 million for state-owned bridges and more than $1.2 billion for enhanced safety features and upgrades on state highways. The Des Moines Register says the Iowa Transportation Department unveiled a $2.7 billion plan on Tuesday that covers fiscal years 2015 through 2019. The plan includes reconstruction work on Interstate 29 in Sioux City, the interstate system in Council Bluffs, and the replacement of the Mississippi River Bridge on I-74 in Bettendorf that links Iowa and Illinois. Many Iowans are still cleaning up from Sunday's series of severe thunderstorms that included six tornadoes and hurricane-force winds, which demolished homes and farmsteads and shredded trees. Jim Haggerty with the Better Business Bureau says if you have damage, beware of fast-talking crooks who are ready to swoop in.
Out-of-town repair firms that kind of drift in, they may go door-to-door, offer to be able to do your repairs very quickly for you. They may demand cash up front. We would never advise doing that.
Haggerty says those people are known as storm chasers, and often their goal is to prey on disaster victims.
A lot of times this is the way that these travelers that don't have the consumer's best interest at heart, they might try to take advantage of some folks. So you really do want to be careful with a door-to-door solicitation or a door hanger. Take your time, check them out, call the Bureau, and we'll let you know whether you're dealing with a reliable firm or not.
The National Weather Service says two tornadoes touched down in northwest Iowa on Sunday near Sheldon and Hospers. Three tornadoes struck in central Iowa around Guthrie Center and Lake Panorama, and one twister landed in Donelson in southeast Iowa. The largest was an EF2 with winds of 115 miles per hour that hit near Lake Panorama, wiping out 20 homes and condos. There were no serious injuries reported. Given all that wind damage, Iowans may need help from professionals with roof repairs and tree trimming.
We may get some folks that drift up here or down here from out of the area that may or may not be reputable. So we're not saying that all of these folks are bad news. I mean, sometimes they provide a valuable service, but a lot of times you just want to be really cautious.
Haggerty says before signing any deal, make sure you call your insurance company and follow their recommendations. He says never pay anyone up front for repairs and always get the details in writing before making a decision. Police in Harlan say a complaint has been filed in Shelby County District Court charging 42-year-old Michael Arnold of Harlan with trespassing and two counts of harassment. Authorities say the charges were filed Saturday after Harlan residents Jennifer Arnold and Joseph Scheffler came to the police department to report that Arnold had been sending harassing text messages. On Friday of last week, Harlan police arrested 33-year-old Ian Lieb of Harlan following a traffic stop. Lieb was transported to Shelby County Jail and charged with OWI fifth offense and driving while barred. He was also cited for open container and improper rear lamps. And on May the 3rd, a Topeka, Kansas woman, 24-year-old Brandy Abild, was arrested following a traffic stop. She was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. Abild was also cited for operating a non-registered vehicle. News time is 7:12.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your New Holland equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season from all of us at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
In the funeral announcements, Benita Betts, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Benita Betts will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Larry Warrior, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Friday in Creston. Memorial services for Larry Warrior will be today at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Bertha Johnson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died May the 9th in Clive. Funeral services for Bertha Johnson will be held this Friday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Alan Rechtenbaugh, age 88, of Des Moines and formerly of the Fontenelle area, died December 23rd. Graveside services for Helen Rechtenbaugh will be on Monday at 1 p.m. in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Ralph Doonan, age 84, who's formerly of the Audubon and Elkhorn areas, died May the 5th in Minnesota. Services for Ralph Doonan will be Monday at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.